The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks. Set.
Means that an individual was within 6 feet of a person that tested positive for the disease for at least 15 minutes or within the same closed space. If you are named as a close contact of someone who has COVID-19, you will be informed of your exposure via a telephone call from a member of the contact tracing team. You will then be asked some important questions and encouraged to be truthful with each answer. You are also encouraged to give correct telephone numbers and a detailed address. You will be required to quarantine for 14 days and given instructions on what that involves. During the 14 days, you will be assessed daily by a contact tracing team member. If you develop symptoms, a physician will assess you and determine if you need to be tested for COVID-19. Please follow all instructions given to you by the healthcare professional. This will help prevent the spread of COVID-19 in the community. Let's do our part to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
This message has been brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
Afternoon to our listeners all over the world. I trust you enjoyed a fruitful and productive day. Well, time does fly. This is the first day of June 2021, the beginning of the hurricane season. My brothers and sisters, for those who don't know, NACAC, under the presidency of Mike Sands, will host the inaugural NACAC New Life Walked Silver Label Invitational. NACAC is primary sponsor with USA Track and Field as a host member federation. The meet will be held at the Anson Sports Complex in Miramar, Florida. The track will be brought to you by Vaughn Culmer Associates Insurance Agency, Sun Oil, Arawak Homes, from my bestseller book, From Vancouver to Athens, 50 Years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition, AFD Management Services, related in Pairdale, and we are talking about my good cousin in Pairdale, and his name is Freeman DeVoe. I also talk about a company that is called My Brothers and Sisters. We're talking about the Garden of Eden with the sushi night every Friday night in the Garden of Eden. Well, bring your friends and relatives and you will be dazzled, my brothers and sisters. And then we talk about our sponsors. Oh, the other one is Land Shark Hotel. That is also with Tim. Tim James, who has a whose business is refrigerating. And then we talk about Sunshine Insurance, Kalina Insurance, where I have been a financial services representative for more than 40 years and a member of the Million Dollar Roundtable. Alexis Hanna, my daughter and business partner, put together the A-Team. Now, kudos go. Last week at the NCAA Regional Championships, a young lady named Athing Mu, she ran 49.687 for Texas A&M. On this 400 meters, she is a freshman, and she is the under 20 record holder, as well as the all-time collegiate record. Well, other kudos. On May the 5th, 1935, the one and only Jesse Owens of Ohio State broke or tied 5 world records within a 45-minute scan at the Big Ten Championships at the University of Michigan. And that's what I'm talking about. Now, I have to apologize for technical reasons. We have had some challenges with a young man, Nicholas Johnson, who should have been on the show. And we're going to find a way to get him on the show. And the other person is none other than Kevin Johnson from South Andrews. We have technical challenges with him, so we're gonna do him probably next week. He is from the South Andrews, and he works with hotels, Tarrytown, New York. So what I wish to do now is to take a break. And when we come back from the break, we're going to start talking a little more.
Gentlemen.
Shell Fuel Labs, where my team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up your Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Station is on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlin Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200. And you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing. And that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back on Track World, and I do have to talk about some sponsors. I talk about Vaughn Culmer and Associates, and they are an insurance agency. And then we talk one more time about Landshark Hotel out west. And is run by, owned by Tim, okay? And he is somebody who is really good with track and field. And as I say, we also talk about Tim Dames. We also talk about my good friend, and I'm talking about a young man, and we're talking about, what do I say? What does he say? He says, the Garden of Eden, sushi night, every Friday night in the Garden of Eden. Bring your friends and relatives, and you will be dazzled. And that's what I'm talking about. So, what I wish to go on with for a while is about track and field, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about the event that is that will be held next week on the 5th, that holiday, and we are talking about quite a number of events. And there's prize money, and we talked about who the people are who are getting the money. We're talking about NACAC. We're talking about other people that we've already called their names. And it is going to be a big thing. And people have, I guess, one of their last chances to make the Olympic Games team. And I said, money, sponsorship is going to be there. And it will make a difference. And what is real important is that there's a few slots open for the relay teams. We're talking about the 4x1, the 4x4, and the mixed relays. And the Bahamas will have to make a decision as to which events they will, in terms of relays, they will go for. And I'll tell you this, there are quite a number of individual events, great performances, and you will not want to miss it. And I am sure by the time that they come back from that event, oh, everybody will be talking about what is happening. And as I indicate, it is a venture by NACAC, the governing body from North America, from Canada, all the way down to Trinidad. And I am sure if you look at Jamaica and all of that, you know NACAC is the primary body in the world who has done, especially in Doha, we won more medals than anybody else. And I do know that I said other people are gonna be participating there, and they have some great performances. We have athletes from all over the place. And that's what I am talking about. So just remember that NACAC is putting on this event. They have sponsorship, a significant amount of sponsorship, and it is under the patronage of the member body, USA Track and Field. And as I indicated, is the strongest area event. But it's the strongest area in track and field in the world. Europe doesn't have the strongest. Africa doesn't have the strongest. Australia doesn't have the strongest, and on and on. So I just hope that you have the opportunity to check out the NACAC event. And then later on, my brothers and sisters, we will have the trials for Tokyo. The trials for Tokyo. Much has been said by Tokyo. And what they decided to do is that the Australians are coming up, and all the athletes who come in, we're going to make sure that they do what they need to do to be there. All of them would have to, how do we call it? At home, I say the jerk and all of that. But it is very serious. It's very serious. Our athletes, to go there, they will have to do the same thing. And it's not the kind of Olympics that we've had before. But because of the COVID, you have to, you know, you have to find a way that you're not one on top of the other. There has to be a way that the athletes stay to themselves as much as possible, and it's not going to be a party for the athletes. It's going to be the situation where people are there to participate. And for Bahamians and anybody else who's listening, the question is, how well would our athletes in the Bahamas do? They're not in the Bahamas. Most of them are out of the United States. We have some of the best coaches in the world, and they are coaching athletes from other countries. And that's what it's all about. And Velda. You know that Shawnee is going for the 200 meters. And we don't know anywhere in the world that anybody could beat Shawnee in the 200 meters. So that's what I am talking about. And well, of course, Stevie Gardner. And we, of course, have quite a number of other athletes, some who are here in the Bahamas and some who are abroad. And there's some of the athletes who are just at the edge of making the Olympic team. So we chair them. When we have the trials for Tokyo, you should be right there at the stadium, cheering on all our athletes. And there's not just track and field athletes, you know. There are other events that will be in Tokyo. And we are so happy. And I'm sure that our Olympic Association will do all they can to have a great homecoming after the Tokyo Olympics. So that's what I am talking about. And as I say, we have athletes all over the world. And what I would like to mention is that, you know, we have a government, and it has been known that our government supports the athletes. The government supports the athletes. The government also supports the Olympic Committee, but the Olympic Committee, to some degree, has some funding from the Olympic Committee. And my brothers and sisters, this Olympic Games is really going to be something else. So I want you to think about it. And I think for all intents and purposes, you're going to be shocked when the results come out. Or well, all of us are going to be able to watch the Olympic Games. There's no problems with that. But I think those of you who are young, I think even Shawnee Miller would not have known about the 2000 Olympic Games. See, we have a new set of people participating now, but at the Games in Sydney, you know, it is down under, and Bahamians and other people all over the world, I tell you, my brothers and sisters, they were there waiting for the relay to happen. And on the final day, I got so excited. I saw Rupert Gardner as I was going away from the area that the national federations would be, or not federations, I'm talking about the world body, in track and field and other events, because, you know, it is more than track and field. So I asked Rupert as I was going, I could not watch it with the big time people because I have to have no bias. So I went down to watch it. And then I asked Rupert, if Rupert Gardner now, if they have their passing together. And he said, yes. So I said, if they have no problem with their baton passing, we will win. And the year before, a young lady who we don't talk about too much now, and I won't talk about her, but she lost the 200 meters, and she had a problem, so she could not run in the relay. So they thought that when she came back, and she came back in Sydney, you know, that the Bahamas would get beat. Oh, and she had a PR. I don't know who did the PR. It may have been USA Track and Field or whoever else. But we beat them. We beat them. We beat them. And the people from around the world, not just Bahamians, got excited with all of this. So we have a way. Kermit, can we? Let's see.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as this thing. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this best-seller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Lyndon Penland Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200. And you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing. And that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Hello from the Shell Fuel Labs, where my team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up the Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back on Trackway with Alpheus Finlayson. And I would just like to tell you about Brent Vanderpool. Brent Vanderpool's son, Brendan, was supposed to be on the show, but Brent's mother-in-law passed. And so during this period, and she's in Nassau, wife had to go to Nassau, so they were not able to participate in the show. And as I say that Brendan Vanderpool is a pole vaulter just like his father, and he got all kind of commendations for the Georgia track and field event. He was second in it, and he did so well that they gave him not an honorarium, but the people there would know that he did great things, and he plans to be a part of next year's Carifta Games. So I just needed to mention that, because last week I talked about him, and that is what happened. And as we talk about deaths, we are talking about one young man called Mervyn Sweeting. Mervyn Sweeting just passed, and he was young enough, he has had his challenges. We call some of his people a sweet thing, but he is the one from Bertha Go-Go Ribs, and I really feel bad about his passing. And I give my condolences to his friends and family. because he was somebody that many people knew. And then we talk about birthdays. One of the birthdays is none other than Sandy Sands. Y'all all know Sandy Sands. His birthday was yesterday, Sandy Sands. He is the man at, he's been in the hotel industry forever and ever, amen. And he is known not just for Bahama, but the people who deal with the hotels. And then something is interesting. We're talking about Kim Tito Moss. His birthday is today, and he is the coach of Redline track and field. And then today also, we're talking about Gary Super Johnson. Gary Super Johnson, the man for Sting. And then we're talking about on June the 7th will be would have been the birthday of Oscar Francis. Oscar Francis went to St. Augustine's, and he made the team for the 1957 for the West Indian Federation Games. He was a part of the 4x1 and the 4x4, and he is the only person at St. Augustine's that won medals. And on that 4x1 team was none other than, what's his name now? The St. John's people. I'm talking about Tommy Robinson, Enoch Backford, Tom DeBird Grant, and none other than we're talking about Oscar Francis. And he has left a tradition. And then we look at the same day, the president of the world body, Lamine Diack, he celebrates a birthday. Now, I am thinking, I know that he had been under what do you call it, duress in France, but I think they allowed him to go home do some things. So what I am talking about, ladies and gentlemen, they are some significant birthdays, but I cannot forget the birthday of my roommate at college in Minnesota, and his name is none other than Martin Lundy. And talking about debts, in 1987, on the birthday of Martin Lundy, his father got shot down. And it is a terrible way to spend on your birthday. Martin Lundy, the people in government tell me that he is one that writes one of the best things for sports. He at some point was the person involved in sports with the Ministry of Youth Sports and Culture. So that is Martin Lundy. I hope this day he is enjoying himself. Martin and I were roommates at school in Minnesota, along with George Wilson. We did our thing there. And I don't know if you all remember the name of Larry the Burner, who was second place in the 68 Olympics. But, and I think he went to Villanova, but with Martin Lundy in Minnesota. We called him the burner because he was one of the best 400 meters person yet. And talking about Martin Lundy, he was the first person at a track meet to win from the 100 meters to the mile. Ain't that something else? Unbelievably talented and a great brain for not just track and field, a number of other things. And as we're here, I want to give out a shout out for, I'm talking about Mr. Rule, Mr. Newbold, who gave me great service at Commonwealth Bank more than about a month ago. But people who give me great service, I have to let the world know about them, because you go in places and you can't get the good service. You cannot get it at all. So I really love to see people who do what they need to do and good service. That's what I am talking about. So as we talk along, you can let us know, you can in your mind say, what do you expect out of this meet next week? Not next week, I'm talking about Friday, right up here. It should be great. As I say, quite a number of people from the United States and from the Caribbean and Canada, they are going to be here participating. And it should be a great, unbelievable meet. And as I say, Bahamians are going to be there trying to make individual events and also trying to make relays. The relays will include the mixed relays, the men and women. You may know that at the last World Relays, the Bahamas won that mixed relay, won that mixed relay. So we have to determine, based on the readiness of our athletes who's going to be participating in Tokyo, that we would be ready to win some medals. And no, win medals, but let me tell you this, this would not be the World Championships, because in the World Championships, the athletes win money, but in the Olympics, they don't win any money. But the people like Adidas and the other ones, they take care of their athletes who do well. And that is what I am talking about. Right now, I am going to tell you that my good cousin, Kevin Johnson, indicated that he will be on next week, and we're going to put things together, and we are going to try and have the young man, I'm talking about the pole vaulter, to be on too. And we may be able to get at some time in the future. We're talking about the valedictorian at Princeton. And you would know that he has already spent a year at MIT. And I guess he's doing a master's there. And he may wind up being having a PhD. But what he is specializing in is analytics. And if you listen to the radio, you listen to regular things, and you know that analytics has changed the world, my brothers and sisters. Analytics has changed the world. And we have to understand and appreciate that. And as I said, we have Bahamians all over the United States. And even in the NC2A2, we have people who are doing well, and we have people who have broken records in the triple jump. And we, I mean, female now, and we have other people who can qualify in quite a number of events. And what we wish you to do is that when we have events at the stadium, go and see and cheer our athletes. They don't come home that often. So I think it's your responsibility to get excited and be at the stadium. And when they are at the stadium, you can identify the athletes that are here. And that's what I ask of you, my brothers and sisters. I would just like to say that we have people who listen and watch all over the world, and they do it through their phones, or they log into www.guardianradio.com. But you're able to just hook up at Guardian Radio, and you're going to be able to see whatever you need. With that in mind, I will tell you concerning, go back to the persons who we need to salute. We need to salute none other than a young man from Fox Hill. That's Kermit Ramming. We couldn't do anything this evening without him and some other persons in Guardian Radio. So Kermit, I thank you ever so much. And I also thank people who listen all the time, and people also who tell other people, please listen to the show. And I will close by saying that we go one more time, and as we close, and let me see, we are talking about Fact World is brought to you by Vaughn Culmer and Associates Insurance Agency, Sun Oil Limited, Auerbach Homes, my bestseller book From Vancouver to Athens, 50 years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition. We're talking about AFD Management Services, and it's in Fairdale, and the CEO is none other than my good cousin, Freeman DeVoe. Well, you know, on both sides, my father's side and my mother's side, we have no bad cousins. And then we're talking about the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden. And let me see what he says. He says, the Garden of Eden. On Friday evening, make sure that you go for sushi night. Sushi night in the Garden of Eden. Bring your friends and relatives, and you will be dazzled, ladies and gentlemen. We talk about the one and only, and we are talking about none other than my good friend, as I said, Tim Dames, who runs an event, a place out west, that is Landshark. And Tim is a refrigeration man. That's his business. So I thank all of those people who support Track World. And, you know, it is not easy for people to go in their pockets and find some money for bringing on Track World without his medicine. And I thank you ever so much, ladies and gentlemen, and listen to us on Tuesday evening. Thank you ever so much, and see you again.